Welcome to the Prayers of Rest podcast. I'm your host, Ashrita Chuchu, and I'll be leading you in prayer using a simple guided format to help you slow down and hear God's voice. As we begin, find a quiet place where you won't be interrupted, and take a deep breath as we become aware of God's loving presence around us and within us. So far this season, we have based our prayers on the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6. But now we've come to a turning point where we will base our scripture prayers on Jesus' own prayers the night before he was crucified. Today's reading comes from Matthew chapter 26, verse 42. Again, a second time, Jesus went away and prayed, "My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done." Let's begin by reciting God's goodness, praising him for who he is as revealed in this passage. Father, we praise you because you're perfect and you're good and you are sovereign and you are wise. And even when we don't understand what you're doing, we know that you're good. And so, like Jesus praying, "Oh, may this cup pass from me, but not my will, your will be done," God, we also declare your will be done. Your will is good. Your will is perfect. You see so much more than we can see. So God, we worship you. Even in the hard, we will choose to worship and trust and rest. And so in these next few moments, praise God for how he has been good to you, even when it's been hard. How has he still been present by your side? Let's continue now by expressing our neediness, confessing our need for God and for his forgiveness. God, we are so encouraged. I'm so encouraged by this example of Jesus, even Jesus asking for the cup of suffering to pass from him. Because honestly, there are so many situations in our own lives when we'd rather not go through the hard. We'd rather just skip to the good part. Oh, but would you form in us, in our hearts, the fortitude of Christ Jesus, that we would say with him, "Your will be done. Your will be done." So in the next few moments, express to God, where is it in your life that you need to surrender? That you need to say, "Even in this, God, your will be done." Now it's time to seek his stillness. And I invite you to spend some time being quiet with God, being still with him. Allow him to bring to mind those areas of your life where you might still be resisting his will, where you might still be insisting on your own way. Thank you. finally, let's trust God's faithfulness. God, we just want to say thank you. That because we've seen your great love for us in Christ Jesus, because we know how Jesus' story plays out, we can trust you. We can trust that you're going to do the right thing, even when it's different than what we've prayed for or hoped for or dreamed for. God, we trust that you see the world so much bigger and broader than what we see. All the intricacies, all the ramifications, all the possibilities of decisions and it makes my brain hurt. And yet you see it all and you hold it all, and we can trust you with it all. So these next few moments, say it out loud to God. Say, God, even in this hard thing, your will be done. I will choose to trust you. As you listen to today's passage again, what word or phrase stands out to you? What do you feel God is saying to you? And is there anything else that you want to say to him? Again, a second time, Jesus went away and prayed, "My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done." Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, power and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. Thanks for listening to the Prayers of Rest podcast, which is a production of Delighting in Jesus Ministries. The season of Praying Like Jesus is based on a collection of prayers starting on page 34 of my book, Prayers of Rest, Daily Prompts to Slow Down and Hear God's Voice. If you don't yet have a copy, you can buy one at your favorite bookstore, or you can get a signed copy online at prayersofrest.com. If you've enjoyed this episode, would you do me a quick favor and leave a 5-star review so others can find this podcast too? Thank you so much for helping us spread the word. And also, we have a free bookmark with a REST prayer acronym on it so that you can use it anytime you like. You can just download it, print it, stick it in your Bible or in your mirror so you are reminded to rest in God's presence throughout the day. Just go to prayersofrest.com to get your free prayer bookmark today. And as we wrap up, I want to say a big thank you to our monthly prayer partners. It's their generous financial support that makes this podcast possible. Thanks also to Angie Elkins Media for editing this episode and Kendra Stanton for producing this podcast. And thank you, listener, for sharing this podcast with your friends and for joining me here week after week for Prayers of Rest. Until we meet again, may you find rest in God's loving presence.